Thank you. Thank you, guys. We were joking this morning. It's so good to have the band back together. Actually, not joking. That was the truth. It's really, really nice to have to be back and to be playing with Jeff and with Katie again. I'm going to hide my thing under the potted palm thing here, whatever. So if you were brave, what would you do today? What's one thing? Yeah, besides take a deep breath. Let's do that. Let's all take a deep breath and go. And let go of the idea that I'm going to make you do something really hard. I can't make you do anything. You know that, right? I can suggest and I can invite and I can encourage, and that's what I'm going to do with you today. Reframing fear, that word fear, I have the little ellipses in there because there's some different anachronisms for that, for different things. But the one that I think is most common to everyone is false evidence appearing real. You know that. So what exactly do we mean by that? False evidence appearing real. Let's, first of all, I want to go back to our chaplains, our new chaplains this morning, because it would be, I think it would be fair to say, and I'm going to ask you, Anne, I didn't see Aida this morning, and Leslie, there's Aida in the back. Where's Leslie? There's Leslie in the back. Would it be fair to say, the three of you, that when you answered the call, there was a little bit of fear? Okay. That would be very, very true. Yes. So here's the deal. This is what we know about life in general. We are inspired. We feel called. We grow in our spiritual awakening. We grow in consciousness. We grow in spiritual maturity and all of these things. And along the way, there are those things that come up and we go, wow, I think this is mine to do. And we get excited and we get inspired and we take some things and we can even be like really good at starting new things, right? And then somewhere along the way, we hit the wall and the fear comes up. And the thing that we hear most often, probably at least that I hear in myself, is even in the middle of something, even if I've been successful 1,000 times before, we get to that place and we hear the voice that says, who am I to be doing this? Oh my God. And I would say that, you know, as our very new chaplains, it was such a neat day and experience yesterday. They answered the call to be in service, to be the place where you in community can come and see them, and you'll start to see them in the rotation and prayer up on the platform. You'll see them doing the gathering prayer. But they answered a call to be that place for you to land, to hold the ground for you when the ground underneath you is shifting. And to also celebrate your joys and also hold you in those spaces when you hit your wall of, who am I to think that I could possibly do this? So we know that process. We get a call. We get a divine call. You can call it divine or not. You can simply call it inspiration. Whatever your background in spiritual or any of your practices, you know what it is. You're going along your merry way one day and this thought pops into your head and you go, oh, that would be cool. I wonder if I could do that. And I wonder who would be involved in that. And look what I could do for the world. Look what I could do for my neighborhood. Look what I could do for my business. This inspired, beautiful, fun idea. And it feels light, doesn't it? It comes along and you're like, wow, that would be so much fun and that would be cool and we could do this thing. And then you start filtering, and then all of a sudden that sneaky fear. It is vicious sometimes, right? And the first question that we always end up asking is, well, how? I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then we start going, oh, wait a minute. Oh gosh, do I have enough money in the bank? No, I don't. Okay, how could I do that? And, oh, wait a minute. Well, no, but that person would probably not want to do that with me. And we start swirling. And all that is false evidence appearing real. And what I mean by evidence in that is it is conditioned thinking. We have gotten so used to the idea that we have to figure it all out on our own. That it's not okay to ask for help, that it's not okay to reach out to somebody and say, hey, I have this great idea. Can you help? I know there are many of you in here that can, and all day long, do projects and little things and know how to do this really well, but I would, and have successful businesses, have built successful businesses and organizations, and have been successful teachers in your professional careers, but every single one of us I know probably has gotten to that place that as many times as we know how to do it, we reach a place where we suddenly don't. And the evidence are simply, what we call the evidence, the false evidence, are simply the facts of, the material facts of living on earth. The material facts are, I can look at my bank statement today or go online and I know the fact is I have X amount of dollars in the bank. That's a fact. The truth is, I live in an infinitely abundant universe. I am not defined. I am not, as a divine being, defined by the balance in my bank account. The external world might try to tell you that. The external world, the world of material effects and facts, will say if you're not driving the right car, if you're not using the right toothpaste, there's something wrong with you, or you're not enough, right? So it's false. But we attach to it, and we take it in this massively exploded story, right? We make the mountain out of the molehill. Our reframing of fear is to simply recognize it. When we bump up against that thing, that wiggly place in our gut, like, oh, no, wait a minute, I can't do it. I'm not, instead of I am. We know the power of the I am. Right? We know the power of using the I am in a positive way or in a negative way. So the first step in reframing that fear when we bump up against it is to recognize, well, what is this? It's fear. Okay, great. Give it its due. Give it its voice. We have this tendency, and our conditioned false evidence is telling us we're not supposed to be afraid. We're supposed to be strong and brave and courageous, and we can handle anything, and we can do this, and don't let anybody see that you might be vulnerable. I would highly encourage you, if you want to talk about vulnerability and going deep, and about, I think there were 32 or 34 on Wednesday's class with Dare to Lead, which is extraordinary, because what it says to me, it says to Reverend Jill, is, you are willing. You're willing to do the work. You're willing to go deep. You're willing to do the things that to repattern, to reframe things like fear. And I got to tell you, that's a beautiful thing to see. Our three new chaplains, in a very short amount of time yesterday, did some very deep repatterning. I know that you did, Anne. I know that you did, Aida, and I know you did, Leslie. Willing to show up and be vulnerable is the most courageous thing you can do. So, my reframe on fear, I'll give you my new acronym in a minute. But at first I want to talk about, we told you to turn off your cell phones earlier. I want to talk about technology, because if I stood up here today and said, in the next 6 months, I want you to learn four new languages, what's your first response? Okay, no way. Do you realize, this is just perspective, because that's what reframing fear is about, is perspective. What's our perception of it? What's it doing for us? In the last 5 to 10 years, how many of you got rid of a landline in your house? How many of you have a cell phone or a smartphone? How many of you have a tablet? How many of you have a computer? If you recognize just with technology how many languages you have learned in the last few years, maybe the last few months. How many of you 2 years ago knew what a meme was? How many of you 2 or 5 years ago knew what LOL stood for? So you hear what I'm talking about. We evolve gradually. We don't do it in giant, I got to take over the world, I got to fix everything today. That's our mindset. That is our fear-based mindset. That is our lack-based mindset that, oh my gosh, I'm faced with this new thing that says I need to change, or maybe you want to change. And the first thing we do is we go to the big, oh my God, it's overwhelming. There's so much to take on. So the reframing of that is baby steps. You have learned everything in your life from baby steps. Literally, baby steps. You did not go from crawling to running a marathon in one day. Did any of you? I didn't think, okay, just checking. You know, it's something that it's worth asking. But there was steps along the way. You observed other people doing it. You observed other people moving from crawling across the floor to maybe an older sibling, maybe a pet, maybe you had a dog or a cat, and it's like, how do they do that? How do they get around? We learn by observing and absorbing. And we do it gradually. We do it gradually. You learned the language of computers as computers evolved. You learned the language and the technology and to be able to speak cell phone speak along the way. Sometimes we have to ask a four-year-old to explain what that is, but I'm just saying. But you are learning all the time, whether you realize it or not. So the whole thing about fear and reframing the fear is taking that great big giant focus and power on it being something greater than you are. Because what do we know? We live with and in, and that thing that we call God or spirit or whatever name we give it is always present. It is always there giving us guidance and direction, little bitty bits at a time. As we become more aware and we raise our consciousness and we become aware of those thoughts and those feelings, we can reframe and go, okay, wait a minute. Here's this only thing that we know in the world that doesn't change, which is God. We can count on that. And so there must be a way for us to learn little baby steps and little baby steps of how to do this. We turn away from the scary thing and we go, where would I want to go? That's why I asked you, what would you do today if you were brave? And I'll reframe that and say, what would you do today if you were willing to be brave? Because willing is a big part of it, right? My reframe on fear, false evidence appearing real, moving from, I guess we could call it the negative side, is finding everything awesome repeatedly. Okay? Find everything awesome repeatedly. When you are feeling that thing, the only thing that fear means, it's not that you can't do it, it's that you haven't done it yet. I'll say that again. Fear is not that you can't do something, it just means your body is saying you haven't done it yet. You're stepping out on a growing edge. You're unfamiliar. Of course it's uncomfortable. You haven't done it yet. And you're not going to master it immediately. Maybe you will. Cool, if you do. If you have that big of a leap of faith that you can go, yeah, baby, I'm all in. And just like that, change all of your paradigms in a split second. Wouldn't that be fun? We couldn't handle it. I mean, that's the truth. We're not built. We are not built to go from here to here. In a split second. That's why we're here on the planet for the length of time that we're here on the planet. It is a process. The reframing is a process. The leaning into trusting the hero in you, as the lyric says. Because what do we know? We know that God is in and through and as us, right? If you're not familiar with that concept yet, keep coming back. Keep coming back here in New Thought. Read the books, come to the classes. Be willing to move out of the comfort zone. Our lives are not built to get to that place where we're just, by golly, we're comfortable and we don't have to do anything else for the rest of our lives. Maybe that's your choice to do that. Maybe you have worked and done your work and done a lot of things. And it's okay to rest. It really is. It's really okay to step back and go, okay, yeah, I've been in the trenches and I've been doing this. And it's okay to step back and breathe and release a little. But we know that the next thing and the next thing and that next idea and that next inspired plan and that next thing is going to come along, because that is the nature of who we are. That is the nature of God. The nature of God is never stagnant. It is never resting, even according to the Old Testament where there was a seventh day and everybody stopped. Nature still moves, even when it looks like it's resting. Energy is always moving through us. So I invite you, can't make you do anything, right? I invite you to think about that thing about reframing. Find everything awesome repeatedly. It just shifts everything, doesn't it? The God in you knows how to do that. The hero in you knows how to do that. And it's just a practice. It's just baby steps. And you can practice it coming up when you leave here today as something. You get the phone call or you get a text or you get an idea and you go, there's a little wiggly in my stomach. Okay, what am I going to do? Oh, find everything awesome repeatedly. Because it shifts everything. And when you're in that relaxed and place of curiosity, think about being a kid, how curious you were. I was. We all were when we were kids. Everything, ooh, how does that work? What does that do? We're always, teach me, I want to learn. Go back to that child, that sense of childlike wonder. What is this fear teaching me? What is it trying to show me? Where is it trying to point me? Give it its due and say, okay, I recognize right now that I feel fear, and I can choose to understand it, I can choose to see the lesson in it, and I can choose to find everything awesome repeatedly. Let's take that into meditation. Yeah, take a deep breath. And what I'd like you to do is focus on that first chakra energy, the base of the spine. The seat of safety. Breathe into that space right now. Breathe into the grounding. And let that energy and that air go all the way down from the base of that spine. Let it go down your legs to the feet on the floor, knowing that you are solid. You are solidly grounded. You are safe. You are in a sacred place. You are on sacred and holy ground. And
then bring that energy up to the third chakra, the solar plexus, the seat of that bright and brilliant power of you. You as a God being, you as a divine expression. And breathe into that face and place, and if you feel any tightness or you feel any fear at all, do a reframe. Find everything awesome repeatedly. And then bring that energy up to the throat chakra, the fifth. Where knowing you are safe and knowing you are grounded and knowing you are power. Knowing you are God in action, God in expression, this place where you express that. Breathe into that space and open it. And know that in musical terms, the first, the third, and the fifth gives us a major triad. Solid, foundational, positive, light-filled, safe, grounded, solid. Breathe the idea of that triad. Breathe the idea of the triad as mind, body, spirit. Feel the strength there. Feel the courage. You are the place where God shows up. You are divine. You are the energy of light and life. Any time you feel a little off-centered of that triad, that mind, body, and spirit, that solid foundational resonant energy, just remember to find everything awesome. So breathe into that awesomeness. Living with life. am I wise enough to make the right decisions when I'm standing at a fork in the road? Sometimes I wonder and ponder, only to realize I'm not alone and there's nothing that I have to do on my own. 'Cause I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. Will I have enough to do the things I need to, take care of myself? Will I have the health of mind and body to live a life of grace and wholeness? Sometimes I wonder and ponder, only to realize I'm not alone and there's nothing that I have to do on my own. 'Cause I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. Where God shows up. Let me hear your big voices. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. Thank you.